Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You're listening to Kai Biz here on Kai 959, and to help us unpack the latest data we have from the Tourism Business Pulse Report, which is published by the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, we are now joined by the CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, Chifiwa Chibengwa. Dimadegwa nabudi kodzimnene.
Madegwa nabudi guk.
Always wonderful.
I hope you're well.
I am well. La kakati auna. As always, I love talking to you about the dynamics that we see within the tourism space, because you always bring a refreshing perspective regarding depth, but also the business aspect of it. So maybe let's just start off with the importance of the Tourism Business Pulse Report. This takes a look at the last 12 months, but also highlights some key data that we need to be mindful of. So help us understand the ethos, the reasoning, and just the process you went through to compile this particular market insight.
Well, you know, thank you for having me, and good evening to your listeners as well. Like the reason why we do the Business Pulse is for us as the Tourism Business Council to understand what is going on with those that are operating within our space throughout the value chain. And we ask them several questions through a survey to understand whether they're satisfied with what's going on, whether they are excited with what's going on, or whether they are disappointed with what's going on. In other words, we gauge whether they like the status quo, whether they see the potential into the future, or they're disappointed with what's going on. And we're able to gauge that so that we can use it when we have negotiations or when we have discussions with our counterparts, especially in the public sector, to see what is it that we need to change to make sure that the travel and tourism businesses are able to thrive, impact the economy positively, and of course impact employment positively. So we do that as a dipstick test so that we can understand what's going on within our members and within the businesses. And we gauge performance, we look at what are the challenges, what are the market constraints, what are the positive indicators into the future, so that we're able to understand as we plan forward if we need to change certain things. So it's a very, very important gauge from our side that gives us some sort of a sense of what's going on into the market and what we need to do going forward. That's how we compile it. And we take it out to everyone along the value chain so that they can answer those questions, and we're able to look at those questions and say, everything is fine, or nothing is fine, or people are just okay. And that gives me, as the head of the institution, a mandate to say, how do we improve the situation that we have? Or how do we celebrate the wins that we have? Or how do we make sure that, those that are seeing things that are positive into the future, they're able to tell us what they're seeing? How do we take advantage of those things? And how do we make sure that that positivity is harnessed and we're able to do more with it?
100%. And maybe let's touch on some of those key findings, right? Top line, you mentioned that the sector did experience mixed results. 34% of the business had a strong year, while 30% actually struggled due to financial and operational pressures. Help us understand the detail in this mixed response.
Yes, it's interesting because this is, one of the few times where we have split results, where we have, 34, 30, and the rest. And those that have mixed results, those that have a strong year will tell you about, the boom in the tourism sector. And we can attribute that to various locations. For one, we do know that a lot more people are traveling to Cape Town and are traveling to the south of Kruger National Park. And that means that the businesses that are in that particular area, they're experiencing boom. They are full. The hotels are full. Car rentals are doing very well. Attractions are doing very well. And many other operators, including SMMEs, are doing very well in those particular areas. And if you look at others, you know, in especially in the inland areas, whereby they are looking at it and say, well, as much as everybody else seem to be experiencing a boom, we are not necessarily experiencing a boom. We are struggling. Mm-hmm. And this is mainly in secondary cities and also some of our urban areas. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at, you know, some of the areas in our cities where if you don't have business travel, if you don't have a lot of government travel, you start to look at it and say, we are here, we're operating, but we're not doing so well. And the rest of the businesses look at it and say, well, we are in between. In other words, you know, we are neither, we had some good year, but we struggled a little bit, but we're in between. So which means that, you know, overall, if you look at everything, you know, we are not in a positive territory where we can say everybody else is doing well. So we still have a long way to go.
100%. How much of this also speaks to the supportive macroeconomic environment, and maybe not so much interest rates and the likes, but, you know, the infrastructure provided by municipalities, service provision, so that it's easy for you and I to get into a car and go on holiday to whichever nearest destination that we choose as consumers. How much of a factor has that played?
That's a huge constraint, mm-hmm. you know, on our side, because tourism happens, you know, at local municipalities. And when it happens at local municipality, it means that the infrastructure that municipalities put is quite important, especially in rural areas where we have lot of people, you know, trying to see some of, you know, attractions that we have. So if you don't have roads that are working properly, you don't have the good provision of water or reliable provision of water, reliable provision of electricity, and many other aspects that are related to infrastructure, it means that those areas may not see a strong support from those municipalities. That becomes a challenge, because when we promise a tourist, whether they're international tourists or domestic tourists, that they're going to have a particular experience. We need to deliver on that particular experience. And when you start to have these issues that we're even seeing now at metro municipality levels, where some can't even provide electricity regardless of load shedding, but because of the infrastructure not being able to cope, it becomes a problem. So those type of things, that are those type of services that are delivered by municipalities, are quite important for us. And they make, you know, a bulk of infrastructure services that we receive. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it's very important that, you know, the local government is fully functional. It's able to deliver what it's supposed to deliver for tourism to thrive in those particular areas, especially in remote areas. That's where we said we want tourism to go. And that when we talk about geographical spread in tourism, where we're saying, you know, yes, people are going to Cape Town, they're going to Kruger, they go to the big cities like Johannesburg, Tshwane, and whatnot. We do also want people to go to get out to other areas so that we can spread the tourism, you know, rand, so that we all can look at it and say we are benefiting out of it. It's very important that if when we're doing that, we make sure that infrastructure is fully operational, mm-hmm. and we're not struggling with basic things in this particular area. So for us, we call upon, you know, the local government to be strengthened, make sure that it can deliver, not only for tourism purposes or for tourism establishments, but for communities in and around the places that we operate, because is that important? If communities don't have water and we have water,
yes.
then there's inequality, and we don't want that to be in that way.
100%. I think this is so important for us to bear in mind, because they all play a ripple effect together with crime, the poor economy. But as you've mentioned, marketing and messaging is also top of mind, and is a critical influence in terms of the outcomes we see there. Maybe talk us through that, especially because there have been some negative pointers that have impacted provincial travel in South Africa.
Yeah, that's quite important. You know, how we message, especially for domestic tourists, you know, how we position different places in the minds of those that want to travel. I think we still have a very good, vibrant domestic travel, and we need to make sure that communication and the offerings that we have are put in front of consumers effectively. And most of this work will be done by provinces. Of course, you know, our national destination management or marketing organization. It's quite important to make sure that everyone understands what South Africa has to offer, especially us as South Africans. It's also important that international tourists understand what we have to offer. And that means that we need to be present or top of mind internationally.
Yes,
to those that are thinking of traveling to South Africa, they need to think, when they think of traveling, South Africa needs to be somewhere in the top five to say, you know, I can go there. And in the world that we live in now, whereby we have a situation where, there's, a lot of erratic changes, mm-hmm. That are caused by a lot of, world leaders when it comes to, what needs to happen globally. I think that we need to position ourselves effectively as a destination. I think that there's a lot of noise in the system from the trade perspective and everything else.
Yes.
And I think that South Africa is a destination. We are taking a lot of flack, and not from the tourism point of view, but from other aspects, that are coming through. And I think that effective communication from all of us as South Africans to showcase that we as a country, we are fully operational. We're a functional democracy, and, we are one of the examples in the world, that anyone can look at and say, this is the country that have conquered so many different challenges and came out strong, and we're still winning, from that point of view. How do we make sure that we send that message across? Because branding is important. If we don't say anything yeah. to the world will say something about us. So we need to say something back. And we need to say something positive about our own country. So we need to send messages 24/7 to the world that says that South Africa is still here, is still a destination for tourism, for investment, and for everything else. We shouldn't be shy to talk about the struggles that we've gone through and how we overcame those struggles.
100%.
Because those are examples for the world. And I'm just saying that the world is changing. There's a whole lot of players in the world that say so many different things. Today is this, the next day is that. There's a pause on this and there's a pause on that. We need to be able to stand firm as a country and say, us as a country, we still welcome visitors.
Yes.
We still have a world-class, we're still a world-class tourism destination. We have world-class tourism products and services that everyone should be able to come and enjoy. And this is evidenced by us as South Africans enjoying those privileges.
100%. And I'm so glad you touch on that particular point, because as we know, from about November 2023, the Tourism Business Council, together with other peers in the industry, played a formidable role in putting together this particular messaging to the rest of the world, which featured one of our very own talents, Trevor Noah. Let's play a snippet of this ad for us to get some clarity on it.
Hi, I'm Trevor Noah, and I'm South African. And because I'm South African, people from all over the world insist on asking me questions about South Africa. So, I decided to make an ad to answer some of those fascinating questions. Like, how cold and snowy is your Christmas? Well, Tracy, unfortunately, we can't afford snow. Nah, I'm just playing. We're in the Southern Hemisphere, which means when it's freezing in
Connecticut. Yep, that's the advocate campaign in terms of tourism South Africa coming, or rather the Tourism Business Council trying to promote tourism within South Africa. And I think this is a perfect note to play it off on, Kodzimlene, because you had highlighted that we need to share our messaging with the rest of the world, educate the world to come into our local market. To close off on the back of this report, and even, I guess, maybe if you can first, comment on the success of this particular advert, how well did it do in terms of shifting the narrative and the understanding of South Africa as a key tourism destination? And then from there, if you can help us understand where to for the tourism industry next, especially on the back of the report you've published today.
Well, the ad was very successful. We played it in 9 markets. We translated it into various languages so that people can understand, those that don't speak English or understand English. So it went really well, where we have, by now, probably about 500 million people who have watched the ad or interacted with the ad. Mm-hmm. It was one of the things that, we did that was very successful using our own talent. I had a conversation with Trevor, I think it was last year, year before last, I can't remember, where we talk about, potentially, what else can we do together? you know, to make sure that we position this country positively in the minds of travelers. And of course, there are other talents, you know, that are doing very well globally, that are well known, the likes of Blake Coffey. We've got Tyler that's doing very, very well, and many others that are really making a mark in the international stage, you know, positively, you know, promoting us as a country, those that are patriots. You know, how do we make sure that, you know, they represent us very, very well? So, you know, we are very grateful that he was able to do this with us. And as someone who's well known across the world, you know, it went really well. Where to now for the tourism industry?
Yes.
Yeah, number one, we need to get to the 2019 level of international arrivals. That's very important. And that's what we're working on for this year. And, you know, I believe that this year, based on the work that we've been putting in, we will be able to get to the 2019 levels. But we do know that after we get to the 2019 levels, we'll have 5 years that we have lost. I know that some of the years, you know, we can characterize them as the years of COVID, but we need to make sure that we recover those 5 years that we have lost, because it means that if we can do that, we should be able to create, you know, employment opportunities for a lot of young people that are interested in joining this this industry.
100%.
So that's very important for us. And also we need to make sure that we remain top of mind.
Yes.
We need to make sure that we work on the markets that we've been, you know, recultivating. We defend those markets. We need to make sure that China and India comes on board. We've done some work around there in terms of improving the visa status. We want those markets to contribute a whole lot more into the international arrivals. And the other markets that we have, we need to defend those markets and we need to grow them.
Yes.
Interesting enough, the North American market is growing. A lot more Americans are coming into the country. In fact, United Airlines is going to be adding even more capacity coming into South Africa. So there's a whole lot more Americans that are coming to South Africa.
Oh, wow.
So we need to make sure that we keep top of mind. But here's the most important aspect of tourism. The backbone of tourism is domestic tourism.
Yeah.
It's us South Africans traveling our own country. It's all other aspects, whether it's the business tourism side of things, which we call the MICE, meetings, incentive conferences, and exhibitions, where we have all these meetings, whether it's a stock fair in the township, whether it's a big meeting in Sandton, whether it's a G20, and whether it's a small meeting in the village, and people are traveling to meet in these spaces, it's very important. The backbone still remains us as South Africans traveling our own country, experiencing what we need to experience. And we are now coming into the long weekend. And I do hope that a whole lot more people have booked. Those that want to book last minute, I'm sure that there's still spaces around. Book, travel your own country, support, you know, tourism, and support the work that we're doing in terms of making sure that we recover, you know, from, you know, the numbers point of view, from revenue point of view, and also from employment point of view.
Definitely. Such a pleasure speaking to you and getting your thoughts on this one. And as you mentioned, the importance of making sure that we too, as South Africans, do travel. So, yeah, I guess that's a clarion call. If you're planning on staying put in Joburg this weekend, maybe you don't need to go too far. Just a quick visit here and there. Maybe spend a night somewhere supporting some business. And of course, lunches and within the hospitality space and visiting various tourist destinations that we have in the country, really, always does some good. Kotsimnene ndolebuanga manda.
Ndandul.
Ah, that's Chifua Chibengwa, the CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, joining us on the show tonight.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.